This is Football Heritage.
Hi everyone.
Welcome to my YouTube channel.
And today we shall be discussing Manchester United.
There's nothing to discuss.
Welcome to another episode of Inagbar.
It's been a while.
It's literally been 2 weeks.
Is it blame international?
Mercury was in retrograde. I was going through it. That's basically the summary. But I'm alive. That's what matters. I'm here. Welcome. Adam, say hi.
Hi, welcome.
And after a long sojourn into the desert, to get us money, Sam is back. Sam, say hi.
Sam says hi.
Yay, Dr. Sam. Doctor. We're trying not to loud it, but in the time that he's been gone, he has gone and gotten a degree.
A whole ass degree.
So I know a doctor friend now. Or I have doctor friends.
Sam, did you print those shirts that says a degree hotter?
No, I did not.
Thank God.
Why would you even consider? Yeah, I'm one of those people that write aggressive malpractice. And they send you back to school. Welcome to another episode of Inagbar. I am your host, NK Baby, alongside the other hosts.
Adam. I don't have baby anymore.
Adam Bantz. Yeah, baby, you have baby somewhere. Somebody wants you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the time that we've been gone,
A lot has happened.
Of course, it's football. I'm not going to say it. This is football. A lot has happened. And I will hand it over to Adam to initiate the para. Pre-international break. Chelsea were cooked. But we are good now. In Jesus' name.
We still did fire there.
Oh, we already ranted about that Juventus loss. Thank God.
Like, I was on Twitter and like I saw the pots they were using to cook us. You know those transparent pots?
That
those
you can glass see the food. You
have seen everything. It's not hidden. They are cooking us.
The Premier League was okay this weekend. Liverpool bamboozled somebody 5-0. Jesus. Right? Mane has finally scored 100 goals.
No penalty.
Salah decided to let him score 100 because I don't know again. You could tell that they were doing something was happening there. There's a prayer when Mane used to complain that they were not passing him ball. But at least Salah assisted the goal, so that was great. Salah scored too.
Salah always scores.
That brother is inevitable.
Very stressful.
How soon till we're discussing? I think we should be already, but Salah Ballon d'Or shouts like.
Not from last year, next year.
Next year we'll run the agenda. AFCON Ballon d'Or.
Apparently everybody is supposed to win the Ballon d'Or this year, no? Which
player? Boy, Madrid are pushing Benzema.
There's a Benzema agenda. I've been seeing it.
I've been seeing
the Benzema agenda. Multiple coaches.
I don't know, Sha, but that's why though?
Why?
That's the thing. Why?
What is the criteria?
Apparently, to win the Ballon d'Or, you just have to be maybe the best player in a shit team now because that's what Benzema is.
See, there's only one person that we should give this Ballon d'Or, and it's Robert Lewandowski. There's nothing anybody. You cannot change my mind. It is Robert.
I don't need to change your mind. I know that Jorginho is going to win it. I don't need to change your mind. I don't even need him to win it.
Why though?
Leo Messi should get the Ballon d'Or first.
No.
I'm sorry, your boy has no business there.
For what?
This time.
What did Lewandowski do? Sorry, what did Leo Messi do?
Yeah, I don't know. For but winning, give Messi, for, let for, there be world winning, peace. Let me tell you that thing. Football Twitter is going to implode if Jorginho wins it. One.
At this point, let Jorginho win it. Let there be peace.
How did you just say Jorginho winning the Ballon d'Or and peace in the same sentence? There's going to be civil war. Chelsea Twitter is going to. No, we have to unite. We don't have a choice. If Jorginho wins.
Every time they always say, oh yeah, who should win the Ballon d'Or? And then every month there's a new flavor. It's flavor of the month that we're doing at this point now.
White boy of the month.
Why not Kante? Why not Jorginho? Oh no, Benzema. Oh yeah. Like, what of Salah? Salah in the. Is that what the award is supposed to be about?
What do you feel?
Do you guys know what Ballon d'Or is?
It is
the best player in Europe. Sam, tell them.
It's supposed to be the best player in the past 1 year or the time frame that they are considering. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem or is it, I don't know if it's a problem. The real deal is that they didn't give a Ballon d'Or in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the issue. And then
in that Lewandowski.
Year, there was only one clear winner.
Robert
Lewandowski. Now, we move to the next year. Lewandowski's year wasn't as great as 2020. It was still like devastating, it was still brilliant, but it wasn't as great as 2020.
Was this the one with the Jed Muller record?
Be like NHS matter.
But the problem now, and why I say his record, but his year wasn't as great, is because he did not win as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, that's what people now consider. So instead, people say, okay, you know what? Let's give it to the people that won the Champions League. We'll look for a player there, and then they look at the team and they see, oh, there's no clear standout player here.
Because we're bad average. So what do we do?
But then they realize that, okay, yeah, N'Golo Kante won man of the match in quarterfinal, semifinal. Oh, well, why don't we give it to that guy? So, well, don't worry. There's Euros this year, so we just need France. France is a pretty good team. We just France need them to get to the final or win the Euros, and then we can finally push that. But then France did not do well, and then Italy won. I'm like, oh yeah, wait. There was one Chelsea player. There was a guy there that played almost every match for Chelsea, you know. But in all of this year, Kante wasn't great for Chelsea last season for the major part of the season.
He was injured for a bunch as well.
Jorginho, well, that they were crucifying. They didn't want
Jorginho to play football matches. At some point, he was on the bench. Exactly.
People forget that Chelsea's player of the year was Mason Mount. So what that even means is that neither Jorginho nor Conte was Chelsea's best player in the year that you want them to
win
be the best player in the world. When they were maybe at best, second best in their club. It doesn't make a lot of
Jorginho
sense.
Jorginho was our highest goal scorer.
Doesn't make a lot. That's because your striker. Your striker.
Ah, guys. We are
Timothy is a bad footballer.
We are a black magic club.
He's not good at anything. He can only run. And this is not 100 meters. Is it like he cannot shoot? He cannot pass. He doesn't make decent run. He's just terrible.
Sorry. But that's besides. I don't usually condone Werner slander, but winning mighty, I'm sorry. I won't bring him again.
He's bad. He's bad at football. It's nothing personal. He's just not great at that.
What does he bring that the coaches that keep bringing him back
is in? A run.
Yeah,
engagement. You know that he's going to be mobile constantly, so the defenders need to constantly think of him.
And there's this rumor. There's a rumor that because it's not. It has not been proven that when Timothy plays, the team attacks better. It's not true. He just basically wastes all the half chances or semi decent chances that the team creates, and so it looks like they are creating because his misses are always so bad. So you have to like focus on it because you cannot comprehend how an average striker would miss that. I'm not talking about a good striker, but anyway, we're talking about the
Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, so anyway, then but also there was another international competition now,
Copa America.
So Messi went there, I think he was highest goal scorer, had the highest number of assists, then was player of the tournament. And
he won a cup in Spain.
He was highest goal scorer in Spain as well. Which is funny because that's Benzema's league, and Benzema is supposed to be the striker from that league.
Mm-hmm.
But what is funny in all of this is that neither of those players were the best player in La Liga last season.
Moreno?
Nope. You're not black. He's the player.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm black was the player
that
of the season.
La Liga is unbeatable.
La Liga. People were saying they're going to Suarez, blah blah, but that was the player of the season. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so neither of these players were the best players in their league. But they now said, okay, but Messi was highest goal scorer at least. And then he went out, they won, I think Barcelona won the cup.
Mm-hmm. Back on.
There were two cups.
There are two cups. They decided to do two cups.
No, it was just one final and then the next cup. Anyway, so he won the cup, and then when you add that to his performance in the Copa America and the track record, like for the past few years, where when you do something great in an international competition, I think that a lot of all this talk is because Messi hasn't started the season with PSG great. Well, he has been okay, he has been playing well, but statistically he has not been scoring as many, he hasn't been assisting, he's not been playing a lot of matches. Because
mm-hmm.
you go for international break, they'll play match on Friday. Mm-hmm. Then PSG will also have match on Friday. So they'll come and be sipping coconut or something. Yeah, so different. But I don't know. But it's definitely between, or it should definitely be between Lewandowski and Lionel Messi. Whoever they decide to give is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, maybe next year, if Benzema continues this form, which he will not,
they can think about Benzema. These are the nominees for this year? But
we all know that the best player in the world right now is Modupe Salah. Please, there's no one better.
Mo Salah is the best player in the world. Oh my God.
As impactful as him.
Chelsea, go punish you. Mourinho has blood on his hands, does he? Does he have blood on his hands?
Who knows?
Can a brother cost us Salah, Lukaku, but and De Bruyne?
There's no
guarantee that he would have been
as good. There's no guarantee that he would have been as good.
Yeah, there's no version of Salah prior to him being at Liverpool,
That indicates that he would have been this good. There's
no version, so yeah. You have to give the man credit.
Salah rumor was something.
Is there anybody in this list? Good, but not is there anybody in this list that should not be here?
Of course nominees. Now. Of course. Are you not seeing their faces? What is Mahrez doing there? It's the first name that you see, the first picture.
Riyad Mahrez. City made it to the final.
Won the league. I don't want to be this guy. Yo.
He was a standout player for City for that tail end of the season.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry now.
I don't want to be this guy, but have you seen there's an imposter among us?
No, I was getting there. I just started from here.
Yeah. Simon Kaya.
Mm-hmm. That one is mad.
Lautaro, Inter's first.
How good
was Lautaro for Inter Milan?
No, he was okay.
Romelu Lukaku.
Should be there. That was Serie A's player of the season.
Neymar?
The league.
Yeah.
Neymar is always there.
Always there. He's just always good. Harold Kane, goal winner, assist winner.
No, Kane.
Maston.
Like, most of these people should be there. Like, at least in this short list.
Bonucci, okay, Italy.
Should be in quotes.
Pedri.
Bruno, baby. Why is. This Pedri boy.
All I'm saying is that
he know they score assists.
All I'm saying is
that it's not his job now. He does his job very well. If we remove
Ronaldo, the same way I want to remove Lukaku for Chelsea, so I can run this very aggressive agenda I'm about to run. Man, you have a hero baller as their nominee, and that's it.
Yes, because he was the best player in the club last season. There's nothing you want.
Nah, I'm counting Chelsea.
You have four minus Lukaku.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to check the women?
You have five.
Mm-hmm. 10. Nominees.
No, it's 9 minus Lukaku.
It's all fun and games. You have 9, 10 nominees. None of them will win.
Who wins Femi or Vivian?
It's not Vivian. It's probably going to be Putelas or Hermoso.
Hmm.
One of them.
The two people I'm going to bring on the pod episode, we'll just keep quiet. And we'll just keep quiet and watch them discuss women's football. Should be fun. That's Madonna. Shout out to Madonna. It's been a minute. Pull up.
Foden?
Phil Foden is here. He should be here. Why not?
That top 30, Stop.
I mean, he was a player, like, he featured strongly for both, strongly debatable for City.
You know what's funny is that, like, there are people, like, on this top 30 list, who should even have more legitimate shots.
Like?
Haaland and Mbappe.
Erling Haaland,
Than the Benzemas that I've been hearing, blah, blah, blah. Those two boys had better seasons than Jorginho and Kante, for example. Like individual seasons, since we're talking about individual performance.
Yes, Ballon d'Or.
They had better years than. Okay.
Going agenda must agenda. I'm sorry. I like you two, but. Jorginho! I can't even with my church mind.
Was De Bruyne that great last year? Was he?
Yeah, we elbowed him out of the final. Rudiger hustled him off the pitch. Around. Kevin De Bruyne, I don't know what it is about KDB and forgive me, but Neymar. Due to the presence of the OG terrorists, they are just going to always constantly be, oh my God, they're good.
The OG terrorists.
They know
those guys have ruined football.
Have they? I beg, they deserve this, bro. Like, do you know what it is to maintain that level of performance for that long?
11 years. At 11 years, you people were sharing it amongst yourself.
I haven't watched a lot of La Liga, but then I watched the Super Cup and Gerard Moreno, that goal that he scored.
No, Gerard Moreno was always going to be
in the nominees.
Like among the nominees, like giving Villarreal season last year.
Mm-hmm.
They beat you guys now. Yeah. That Momo competition. I can't remember the name, it's so bad.
The Jerusalem Cup. That thing.
Yeah, they won that. And he was arguably in quotes their best player.
Mm-hmm.
Highest goal scorer. So generally just give offensive players. They nominate offensive players generally once your team does something.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Ballon d'Or. Why is Donnarumma here, but Edward Mendy is not here?
It depends, because the award is strictly based on PR now. There's a lot of PR.
Why is Donnarumma here, but Edward Mendy is not here? The only Africans here,
the only African,
fuck that it, shit, Joe. Is Mendy going for Euros? They should wait till AFCON now.
And AFCON is next
but
year.
That happened, and he was
very rubbish. Piss me off.
And he was what he was at the Euro, so you cannot say he was
single-handedly responsible for a CL run.
Who?
Edward Mendy.
How was he single-handedly?
God, that boy was just there in my posts, giving me peace of mind. Did you watch him against Brentford?
Donnarumma. I watched the match. That was a terrible game.
We are getting there. Let's finish with the Ballon d'Or discussion.
Anyway, but once again, yeah, it should be between Lewandowski or Lionel Messi. Whoever wins between the both of them, I think that should be fine. It should be between both of them.
Anyway, all I'm going to say on this pod is pray Jorginho does not make top three. Pray aggressively.
He probably will, I think.
They won't give him, but they will put him in the maybe, top three.
Which is funny, but well. Yeah. More
all I'm saying, so this is what we're saying, and Jorginho won best player in Europe.
No, that one was always going to happen.
Did he?
Yes. He was the European best player. So if he was the European best player, there's no world where he doesn't at least.
I think he was like Champions League best player.
He's like CAF
Awards. The one that they give you the shirt.
Like in Euros, I thought they gave someone.
No,
I can't remember.
No, the best player in Euros was Donnarumma. He won UEFA Player of the Year.
Okay. So, like, do you guys think that UEFA Player of the Year doesn't make top three in Ballon d'Or? I know that's different. No, I know it's France football.
I think he will make top three. He should make top three. Like, given the metrics that they use,
mm-hmm.
which are stupid.
Trophies won.
But then again, this is the thing, yeah. For a player in Jorginho's position that plays the way Jorginho does, like with his skill set and in his position, what more do you really have to do
to be considered for these things?
Because it's easy. There are a lot of things. You know, in these awards, we focus on those quantifiable things.
Goals.
He had 80 goals and assists in this season. Like, they are easy.
Bruno Fernandes starts.
No, you can quantify those things. Uh-huh. But there are some positions
where... What do you want to say? Chances not, created.
Which is
passes.
Why, yeah, which is why they always constantly use stupid metrics to judge other players. Like, for example, I saw someone say Ben Chilwell is... I was on Twitter. I saw someone say Ben Chilwell is the best left back in world football now.
Because what?
And
two
the
goals?
Reason was he has 3 goals in his last 3 matches.
They cannot talk.
Like so,
it
like
is well. He's not even assured that he's the best left back in Chelsea.
because every time, because those are the things that we can count properly. You can say, oh yeah, goals, assists. They're just there in front of you. Nice.
Interceptions, yeah. Tackles.
Yeah, just even all
chances
those,
created.
Even all those things are very.
They don't hold
they're
it.
They're very fugazi. If you don't like, they need. They're open to interpretation
fugazi.
Now.
They're all fugazi.
What are interceptions basically?
Like, is passing. Do you know how many interceptions Jorginho used to have?
You can, like,
but
you
he's
can,
bad defensively.
You can have like 1 million interceptions and not really impact the game in any real way.
He's giving Fred.
Like, there are things that, like,
Fred creates the chances to intercept the ball. And Fred will make sure that he gives it to him so he can chase it down and collect it back.
I think that I know that, like, stats are good, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a very important tool for assessing performance and all.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we've lost something in the way we watch football now. And I think that...
Quite mechanical.
I think that when we... Maybe people who are older, for example, talk about their favorite players.
You don't think... It's not based on statistics.
I feel like they were able to appreciate these players more because of how they experienced it.
Okay.
Here, all we do is, you can watch a game.
Imagine if they drop Zidane's goals and assists.
Another thing is access to statistics. Mm-hmm. Like, because we can just summon somebody's numbers.
Like, you can watch a game, yeah. You can watch a game. Maybe a Man U fan and you watch a Man U game. And you think to yourself, McTominay probably played well in this game. I enjoyed his performance.
Yeah, look at the stats.
And then you go online. And then the first thing you're going to see is someone just brings, like, metric and maybe it's from SofaScore, and first they give him a rating of 6.1 and it's because dribbles attempted, dribbles come, like, it's just you bring weird stuff, and then, like, so things are just so you now start doubting your
your perception. Like,
did they actually have a great game?
Or was I just watching?
Yeah, so you don't. But now, you as the fan, you're the one that is losing. Doesn't concern over score. They have dropped their rating and all. Now, you are the one. Now, the next time you are watching him, you are looking out for any mistake. Yeah. And remember that there's no player in this world that does not make mistakes. It's very easy. They can do a field comp for any footballer in this world. They can do like you know 1 hour field.
They made a through pass and ball hit Lukaku's head in the last match. And I'm just like, fail comp incoming. I saw it. It's a mess.
Well, I just feel like generally we're the ones that are losing, but now it's the door.
Check Dinho's stats, like Ronaldinho. You check the numbers, and I'm not saying that he wasn't scoring or assisting, but there was more. Check the statistics. There was more to his game than like the way we appreciate Messi. Would we, if all Messi was doing was dribbling, like just giving the ball off for somebody else to score? Are you going to start thinking, shit, he's not doing? No, you still appreciate him. Me watching Hazard all those years before I started looking at, like, and you check Hazard numbers and he's not really wowing you, like, he's, 15 goals in the whole season. I'm not saying that 15 goals is not a lot, but when you watch him, you see that he's more than those goals.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth more than those goals to the team. But these days, when they line out Hazard stats.
And it's part of the reason why a lot of people are now dissatisfied with Ronaldo's performances for Manchester United. But you cannot like eat your cake and have it. This is like, he is now engineered. He has lost about 70% of his skill sets.
Watched Ronaldo. Now you're watching another Ronaldo.
What he has done instead is try to focus on the things that he still can do effectively. And like the thing he knows how to do best is score now.
Mm-hmm.
But what that means is that you have to
give him the ball.
And it also means that he's not going to be as impactful in other areas of the pitch as much creation. As you want. So if you are going to go and start looking at how many defensive runs they will make,
how many big chances created,
like, you should know like the player that you are getting and know and try. If you want this player and you want to play this player, then you have to try to reinvent your attack in a way.
Somebody said something about Juventus. I mean, they didn't look that way when I watched them when they were cooking us, right? I think they didn't cook us, TBH, but somebody said based on the way they played in the league, also Pelé is a shit coach. Then there's the fact that they focused on like Ronaldo's presence and feeding the ball to him at pass. I don't watch him, or I don't watch Serie A as often. But it's like, when you have Ronaldo in your team, you play to make sure that Ronaldo scores because he's there to score for you. What's the point in not giving him the ball to score? Then remove Ronaldo from your team and all of a sudden, like that particular Ronaldo is shit. Okay. So where are we going now? So you people are in that place where sadly, I mean, he's the best thing you could have gotten in the market, at that point. Ronaldo.
I still do not think it was necessary. I don't think that
it was panic. And I don't think he would have gone to City either. You people just panicked.
The idea was
George Mendes just peddled that in
week out.
The idea was for Man U to be interested. That was the hope that Man U.
They baited us into it, boy.
It's not the first time they baited you into anything.
They baited us into Fred too.
But he's not a bad player. He's a great player. This version of Ronaldo is still a great player.
Duh.
I'll take him in my team.
This version of
Ronaldo. Highest scoring international, man.
You just have to expect that if he's not scoring, then he's not going to be doing a lot. But he's still one of the best scorers in the world, Cha. So, you take that over almost anything else now.
I will, Cha. I know what I've suffered in the hands of out and out, lacking like somebody that will finish even like a half chance. Tapping scores. Timo Werner, winning mighty. We'll go there and be doing
that. Boy is a bad footballer. He does not know ball.
I love him though.
Over the international break, Newcastle were taking over.
Yeah.
How do you say it like that? The
Saudi Arabian consortium.
I mean, this has been months in the making, years in the making. So it has finally happened. I don't know what it means for like.
What it means is, Man City now have a big brother in the league when it comes to oil money.
It's true, Shad. Newcastle are now the richest club in
the world.
The world. Richest club in
the richest England. Owners in the
richest
world.
Richest owners in the world. Like, they have well, the richest owners in the world.
I was reading the guy. The
they're
gap
not the
is
richest
huge.
Club in the world. They have the richest. It's too the gap between all of huge. Us and Newcastle is
like the
too
richest
much.
Owner in the Premier League is City, $23 billion. Newcastle's new owners are worth €320 billion.
I don't think, like, for me, it doesn't like mean a lot.
But they thank God for financial fair play.
Like, even that one.
The teams in the Premier League, no, the teams in the Premier League, because of what City do with Etihad, they came together and said, like, they want to suspend every sponsorship by the club that comes from their owners. Because they know what it spells. And do you know what it means that, like, Newcastle now, all of a sudden, are looking like, huh, we can get Marshall. We can
it's to just enjoy Qatar. Once they put enjoy Qatar on their shirt or visit Saudi, we are done for 100 million sponsorship. That's what they used to do before. I don't know if it's still done now.
It doesn't mean a lot for now. All it means is that they have rich owners. A lot of teams have rich owners.
Arsenal owner is rich now. You don't think Arsenal owner is rich? Arsenal owner is rich.
Very rich.
Stan Kroenke is very rich. One of the richest owners in Premier League.
But the thing with being, like, there's a certain level of wealth that you're going to reach that there's nothing you can afford that other people who even below that wealth class, like, cannot afford. Like, for example, Dangote and Mark Zuckerberg can buy the exact same things. There's nothing that Mark can buy that Dangote cannot buy, but there is a very wide gap.
Yes.
What are how the things that you can buy with the money you have? Is there anything that like is too much for?
So this is what is going to. There is no player that Newcastle United can afford that Manchester United cannot afford. There's no player like that. That's the first part. The second part is how do you go about building your team?
Sucks still, bro. Are you stressed?
No.
It's not even like how do you go about that? Are you going to say, oh yeah, let's try to see if we can throw $300 million at any decent, half decent Brazilian player that looks in our direction.
Gabriel,
they should have flair. Buy them.
Some flair.
Are you going to start? The first thing you should do is that you want to be a big club. You have to start thinking like a big club and operating
structure.
Like a big club. So
that's where Fulham always miss.
This is the easiest thing to do. The easiest thing to do is that your first big signing should not be a player. Your first big signing should be one of the directors of football or sporting directors
a
from
good
a big
sporting
club.
Director.
Go and poach them. That's the first thing you should start doing. And then from there, you start building. So let's see how they approach it.
At but it's just we know money. Now, like...
Just not
the
Edu.
Fact is everybody, not Edu. Almost everybody in England has way too much money anyway. I feel like, in my head, I just think that if I had that much money and I wanted a market that would be easier to penetrate, why not go to another league instead? Like, they have fewer wealthy clubs.
There's more so like you go to France and buy a team in France.
But the owners, the same people that bought Newcastle are offering Inter owners money. They want to buy Inter.
But the only problem with that is that, like, not a lot of these leagues have the same appeal that the EPL does.
Yeah, you build your big team and the only place you'll be featuring is the Champions League.
Just sad, but I feel a lot of leagues have so
PL,
much work to do with their marketing and stuff.
I watch La Liga and I'm like, God, do these people
it's
use
not,
vibes?
It's, see, it's not boring.
The,
see,
the
it's not boring.
Just
the fact,
doesn't
is,
look
the fact
as
is, yeah,
appealing.
The product in the top five leagues is generally the same. It's just how it's presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are they giving you your food on the floor to eat or did they give you put you on the high table and then they brought like breakable plates or whatever? Are they giving you your food? You eat it anyway. Well, anyway, Sha, good luck to them. Whatever they want to do. Really
yeah, for me, it's all about structure. I'm not saying, like, you need to start with what Sam said, recruitment of a good director. Slowly but steadily, like, you know, set a trajectory. When are you going to have your youth team competing at the levels that they should be? And can you bring in players through the pipeline? It's not easy in the current world of football to give. I mean, Lakoba is the greatest academy, of course. If we'll soon get to Lakoba. It's remaining, what, 30 minutes? We'll soon get to Lakoba.
You say, it's weird though. You say, oh, Lakoba is the greatest academy in the world.
It's not.
I,
but it can
no,
be.
It's
the greatest, I think it's the best
no,
in England.
Like, why are you saying, Lakoba though?
La Masia.
So if there's something.
La Masia.
There's a reason why you are saying
yeah,
that,
no.
Then it's probably not now. But then La Masia has not been great for
a long time. And they've fallen off.
They brought Pedri.
No, they didn't. Pedri was signed.
Oh yeah, from Alaves.
There's something about the pipeline in England and the youth teams. I don't know how well the other youth teams do, but I see, maybe it's because I'm not focused on them, but I see how well like Chelsea youth perform because I have to watch.
Maybe then Cook Man United youth 6-1.
But then they beat them too now. Who beat them?
Chelsea youth, this is not bad.
It'll be really bad this season.
Really bad.
But there's players to look out for, but that's not the
problem. Xavier Mbuyamba. That's my favorite. That one
we bought him from back.
Because he's fine. It's not really
Loftus
Cheek. He plays for the under 23. They concede like an average of 3 goals in match.
Maybe the rest of the team around him is not good. Anyway, so Premier League results.
I don't want to talk about my
game. Here we are. Premier League results, welcome. It was a great week for me. not because Chelsea won, no, far from it. It was a great week for me because Man U lost. Arsenal drew. Chelsea is first. I don't even know why I just mentioned Arsenal. Nobody gives a shit. Liverpool won 5-0. City won Burnley 2-0.
They always win Burnley without conceding. Every year. It's very annoying.
And like the rest of us go and suffer in their hand.
Nobody suffers in Burnley's hand now. They shy a serious football club.
Man United, catch your soul.
No, I'm just sense. Saying there's no reason why you should be suffering at
so Burnley. I would like to hear your thoughts, Adam, about your game. Or before we get there, let's look at other results. City won 2-0. Finally, Max Aarons brought points in my FPL.
Clean sheet?
Yes.
All my defenders.
Southampton, Amando Broha. I don't know yet. I have no opinions on Amando Broha.
Not good enough.
You know who has Amando Broha?
In your team?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, how much is he?
It was 4.5 when I got him.
And Wolves came back from behind to beat Aston Villa 3-2 from 2-0 down, right? They were 2-0 down, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
What the hell is wrong with Aston Villa?
It's a rebuilding phase, guy. You're saying what the hell is wrong with Aston Villa. You're not focused on your own problems.
They overperformed last year.
Yeah. Lost Jack Grealish. And even though they've signed like what they perceive to be replacement of his attributes in different like domains, it's not going to just be, you know, an instant fix.
Bailey is injured. Who's their best player? It's probably Martinez, their goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, every time he goes to play for Argentina,
they don't let him come, so he misses the game.
And then, so yeah.
Huh. Yuri, this will be try. You don't have to tell him you collected points on your bloodshed.
I don't. Like, at least I got something. I've had Tielemann for like 4 weeks now.
So now, here we are on the Saturday games. Leicester v United, 4-2. What happened, Adam?
It was simple. No tactic. Like, we scored, though. Like, you can tell that the goal is not something that we worked out. Bruno passed the ball to Greenwood. And like Greenwood always does, he shoots and he scores. Beautiful goal. And
love that kid.
Love him to the moon and back.
Not that I have my own Mason. He will be my favorite Mason.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
The first goal we concede, Maguire. See, I feel like Iheanacho consistently takes revenge over Maguire for that slip pass. Because every time we play, he rushes Maguire.
I feel bad about looking at the statistics after we just discussed the statistics.
Maguire gives the ball away for the first goal. Iheanacho wins the
ball. Did people have red card?
No.
How did they have... Okay, 22 shots, 11 on target.
Iheanacho wins the ball from Maguire. First of all, I feel like Ole was wrong for starting Maguire in that game. Maguire has been injured for about 2 weeks now.
He started training the day before
the game. Training the day before the game and you just put him in a match against Leicester.
He looked pedestrian.
He was so casual. The first goal, he was very casual. Like De Gea passed him the ball and he didn't approach the ball. He was waiting. And by the time he got the ball, Iheanacho closed him down. Pass the ball to Tielemann. Place my keeper. Like, oh God!
Well, all of us have suffered in Tielemann hand.
And that's not all, though. I'm not like we were 2-1 down. Okay, Soyuncu scores us the second goal. We equalize. When Sam, I'm not kidding you. I was counting 14 seconds later.
It was quite early.
They scored us
14 seconds.
82, 83 here.
That's the thing. Their line is 14 seconds. See, Marcus Rashford comes, like, Marcus Rashford, sorry, Dr. Rashford, MBE, comes off the bench. Comes off the bench and in his usual fashion scores against Leicester. He scores like two people that like Marcus Rashford will score against in a season: Brighton, Leicester. That one is sure. So he scores, and the moment, like, you know, when they are showing replay and they are coming back, they did not show them passing. By the time they are, by the time like replay finishes, Vardy is celebrating. Like, what the hell is going on?
Ronaldo played.
But that was a lovely finish, though.
Yeah, it was a sweet finish. But like, Ronaldo played, though.
Ronaldo played
90 minutes.
I think that what's needed for your attack anyway is like people who are not focused on giving the ball to Ronaldo.
That's why Mason Greenwood drives.
Greenwood is great and Rashford is back, so that should help.
Mason Greenwood doesn't give the ball to Ronaldo.
I don't think, I don't know.
You see Greenwood and you be like, see this small boy.
Scamcho loves Ronaldo, I think.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, boss man.
Take
ball.
Sancho hasn't been great since he came.
He looked like in the early games, in the early minutes of like the Leicester game, he looked wicked. And immediately they just say Amati, Pereira, Sam, your brother.
What part of Scamcho? I know he's meant to look good. He's giving you vibes. This Bundesliga tax, everybody receive it. I'm sorry. Guy, you want to go buy defender from Bundesliga, don't go buy attacker. I mean, no cost fight.
But the game was I almost cried.
How old is that boy?
22. He's also pretty young.
Yeah, 22, isn't he? 22. He's not. He's not.
Rashford's older than him.
Yeah, he cannot be up to 23.
Sancho is 20.
No,
21.
That's pretty young.
That's a lot of pressure to
be. Let the young man be. It's weird. Every time people just watch football to attack players. And yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. The young man.
I only attack when I'm like private. Never in spaces that he like he can
see
to.
Exactly. I know that Timo is never gonna listen to this. So cook him all you want. Yeah. Nah, bro. It's something.
And even at that, it's never like personal attacks. It's just about like facts. People. Yeah, but you have people threatening people's families.
They literally
and stuff,
like insulted Phil Jones still. You know you were one of them. They insulted Phil Jones still. The guy just doesn't use social media anymore.
A lot of players have complained now. That's why I always have an issue with people tagging players every time they have.
I don't be tagging
if players. It's something if the player searches his name and sees what they're saying about him. But like, if you tag somebody, he's going to see it.
Now, this is Uwem is a dentist here. Let's say you go and extract a tooth or something and it doesn't go well. And so you do not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to like
do that.
Yeah, you wanted to do it well, but it didn't happen. And then you go home. Imagine that you go home and then people are outside your window. Every 5 seconds someone is from outside your window shouting, "Bad dentist." That's really what we do to these footballers.
Social media is
something.
That's
what we do to them. So you have like a horrible day at work and then you come back.
You spend the whole day being reminded. Or like 15 minutes like, later.
That's what we do.
And I wonder why many players are always writing essay.
Because apparently we are the ones, we have agency, you know, like, we are the fans. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Are you the first to miss penalty? Why did Bruno have to write dissertation?
Man. Like,
I almost lost my mind.
So silly. Players apologizing for stuff like that.
And missing a pen.
You know why?
Imagine Jotteri. So like, imagine Jotteri sleeping.
You know why I get upset about things pages. Like this here? Is that like even at our low levels, like people who play football just for fun, probably on the streets, or maybe you have minor amateur competitions. You know how much like. This upsets like losing upsets you when you play any sport, and then you think that for whatever reason you believe that
it will affect
you
them
are
as well.
More interested in and the outcome
that
of
is
the game
their job
than those footballers
that is
athletes.
My job
people that are getting bonuses when they score and keep clean sheets is literally there. Maybe it's the fact that they are making money off of it that is upsetting you.
If you were good enough, maybe.
If you were good enough, you'd be like, I like Sancho a lot. I'm sorry, the agenda was agenda. They cooked Havertz. I have to cook him.
Yeah, he's playing rubbish now.
He's playing rubbish right now. But if Sancho plays, I'm going to say it. I don't like Bruno Fernandes like playing for Man U, but he's a good player. You guys a problem. So if he does rubbish, I'll cook him. But not to the end. Like, why is he writing essay? Why does he feel the need to write essay? It's because
who
did they miss pen? Me, I've never missed pen, Sha. Of course. I'm only taking two. I have 100% conversion.
You know that's what people do with stats.
100%
conversion rate, yeah, two penalties taken.
Like 100%
dribbles. I'm not gonna lie.
He dribbled one person.
Me, I will not. I will not even lie. I don't have a 100% record, and it's because of your medical boy, Aso.
I have the video of the penalty, the last penalty I took, and it was in the final. Misplaced the keeper. So Bruno, sorry, I'm not at the SA with you.
When low budget Kanye East.
Low budget Kanye East.
Kanye East was scoring belters in
the Kanye final.
My God, you guys.
I was watching the final. I'm like,
It's faculty final, and he, like, this guy, I don't know if you know him on Twitter, Kanye East. Scores the most insane goal I've ever seen from nothing. Like, it was from nothing. All of us are standing like, surely he doesn't shoot.
Top corner,
top bins, top bins. And now we shall end with one more discussion. Victor Osimhen, hello everybody. And we have brought our resident Serie A watcher and La Liga watcher.
I watch every league.
What is every league? Sam has time now.
I'm unemployed.
Is that unemployed? So yeah, Victor Osimhen. Please, I need to know the numbers.
I think he has 5 league goals.
We just said nothing. And this one is a striker. We need to know how many goals.
He has 5 league goals in. How many games have they played? I think they have played 8 games in the league this season. Well, he missed one. He got red carded in the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed the second one.
But Napoli are running away with that league.
Napoli are currently first. They've won their last 5.
Running away with anything. That league is very weird. People like usually start well and then
they've played 8 and won 8.
Now, this is alarming. They've won 8.
Milan have won 7, drawn 1. People start really well in that league.
Inter
and then,
are not too far behind.
And then Juventus wins the league. That's usually what happens.
Well, last
except
year
last year, sure, but like generally that's like the
where Juve they now?
They are climbing up. They have won few matches in a row.
They are 7th now. They've won their last 4.
Yeah.
And they drew.
But he has been really, really good. And he plays for a team, yeah, that is not focused on creating for him. And yet he still finds a way to create chances.
That game against Leicester in the Europa League, love it.
Plus, yeah, also they should like take penalty duties of Insigne. He has missed his last 2. Give it to Osimhen and let him use to add
that part.
Yeah, that's what they
should
do.
See all these things I'm saying.
Highest goal scorer in the league is this nigga cannot seem to die. Chiro Immobile is still here somehow. Immobile is first with 7 goals, and then Dzeko 6. João Pedro 6.
Pedro's always there.
Yeah, he's always in and around. I know from last season as well. Matia Destro, this nigga used to.
This guy.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to be.
The first time I heard about Matia.
Look at his name.
It may have been like 40 years ago. I was reading like all those sports newspapers at that time.
Chelsea,
like,
really Chelsea long wanted
time.
To buy
Destro. They said Chelsea wanted to buy Matia. He was like, I don't know, maybe early 20s. So I assume he's like 89 now. I don't know. But he has
Matia
been around
Destro.
For a long time.
Exactly, he's been around for. I bought, I used to buy him in FM. What's his name? Victor Osimhen is on 5. Like, he's just 2 goals away from the top. 2 well taken penalties.
He's doing well.
Top
though.
Assists are on Nicolò Barella.
Yeah, Barella has been good for Inter this year.
Interesting. And then Dzeko. I have a question. Does this mean Barella assisted Dzeko 5 times?
No. Also, see, Lautaro is pretty high up there as well now.
Yeah, Lautaro. Okay. That's 11 goals. No wonder they are right behind them. Yes. So who is scoring for Milan?
Yeah, the Shearer.
Everybody. But Osimhen has been good. His goal against Torino, the winner, was pretty decent because it wasn't like a chance or anything.
Was it the header?
Yeah, it was a header. But like, I think someone crossed the
is
ball.
Is it the one that he floated?
Like,
I swear if it was Ronaldo that did that thing for the 6.
No, it was like a Cristiano level jump because like he jumped pretty high.
It was pretty high. Like his head was almost at the same level with the bar.
Then he did the thing that he always does, apparently, where you run where the crowd is and then they'll shout and everybody
Victor!
Will be happy.
Oh,
but they spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
20 million.
Last he's the most expensive year, African of all time.
Last year he wasn't great. So
he was injured as well. He was injured a lot.
Thanks to the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Well done. We carried that boy to which village and went and broke his leg.
Get like. You see the pitches we play on the AFCON ball.
AFCON ball. See, let's wait.
AFCON ball does not follow the normal workings of football. AFCON ball is special. Who is your favorite player? Let him come and
let
prove
him
it.
Come and do it in
Kinshasa.
Can he do this in Kinshasa?
On the streets of Somalia.
Can he do this in Kinshasa?
AFCON ball is supreme.
I said, you know, AFCON ball is supreme. That Lot was balling on Salah in Salah's backyard. Lot.
The thing is this: AFCON ball cannot be explained
you
by anything.
Explain
like,
you think just, you know? You have to watch.
They are not prepared for AFCON ball. AFCON ball and AFCON hairstyles, you can never prepare for it.
Banse is currently coach now.
Yeah, he is.
Banse is coach. AFCON is going to be.
So he cut his hair so that he will
yeah,
look coachy.
Banse is Burkina Faso's coach. Yeah. It should be fun. And that particular competition that we have to play Banse. Sunday Mba, we love you.
Sunday Mba. Now our goodie.
But if Osimhen manages to get like 20 league goals, that is going to be great for him. He needs a year like that. Man, and that boy is still like developing, you know.
He's 23.
Now he just does this weird thing where he shoots from everywhere. Like no matter how tight the angle is, he's going to try to shoot. Well, we'll see what happens. The same footballer.
I think it's the coach. The coach gives him like the current Napoli
coach. Who is the
current
coach?
Can't remember his name. But the man gives him like the man.
Thank you for making me forget. He just said and like my whole brain just
the went. The man.
Wait a minute, I'll remember.
No, you won't. You Google it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry now.
And you know, last year there was like.
Last year was Gattuso. Then they said. Are you sure it's not Inzaghi?
It's not Inzaghi.
Inzaghi is
Luciano Spalletti.
Simone Inzaghi is Inter.
He's Luciano Spalletti.
Spalletti now.
Like the man trusts Osimhen with his life.
Like, not as much as Gattuso, if you ask me. Gattuso, I don't know what it was.
They were losing.
And I don't understand. They signed him for something million.
$90 million. They were losing.
Million.
He was always going to be playing.
He took off Insigne and left like Osimhen on the man hardly takes that boy off the pitch. And whatever Osimhen does, you just see him clapping. Anything Osimhen.
Paletti was Roma, eh?
Yeah.
Italian coaches just
it's the same thing,
everywhere. England is the same, everybody they just rotate.
When in doubt, bring what's his name, Allardyce.
When in doubt, bring Allardyce.
Guy, we're back. It's not been easy, but the international breaks are done.
Thank God
for the year, right?
No, there's one more.
What is wrong with this?
This is just October now. There's one.
It's true. There's one more. Okay, but we're back. Thank you guys for listening.
Now they'll go and play Luxembourg.
But there are Champions League games today, though.
True. Oh my God. We're about to go. UCL is back. Hey, who's playing today?
Porto.
I know Chelsea's not playing today.
Atletico Liverpool is the biggest
game.
That's
the game I'm going to see.
Yeah, it's the biggest game today. Who do you think will win? Atletico is home. No. So.
Atletico Liverpool.
Draw.
No. Liverpool win. Liverpool win. Only just. 1-0 Liverpool.
1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what do you say?
Draw.
I don't care about either of them. They can both lose. It doesn't matter.
They can both lose.
I don't care.
It's just playing a bit.
We play Malmo back to back.
Malmo. We're supposed to qualify from that group now.
If they worry. It's Malmo now. I'm gonna kill
them. It's not even about Malmo. It's about, like, after we play Malmo two times, if we don't beat them those two times.
After you play Malmo two times,
Zenit. Juve, Zenit.
No, Zenit, Juve.
Zenit, Juve.
You know who I'm playing two times?
Atalanta now. People will just concede a few goals, but you should beat them. They cannot defend.
Have you seen the way my club cannot defend?
Neither can they. And you have
Cristiano Ronaldo against Atalanta.
Oh, Champions League, man.
Champions League, it's Mr. Ronaldo.
Champions League, man.
Who else?
They are very
there's Leipzig. Who is Leipzig playing?
Leipzig is playing PSG.
That should be fun. Is Messi available?
Just Messi and Mbappe.
Did you just say...
Yeah, a very funny
man. Mad? Did you just say just
Messi and Mbappe like he was...
I feel mad, bro.
I feel like you can't even say just Mbappe or just Messi.
Is Messi and Mbappe?
Just Messi and Mbappe.
Make me sick. Like... Think about your life, just Messi and Mbappe.
Leipzig defenders right now, they worry. Like, do you know what it means?
These days, you can't even say just Mikel Antonio, and this man said just Messi and Mbappe.
Just. I mean, it's only them that.
Please, we're very sorry, you, Messi FC, before they can downvote the pod. Now. I better respect yourself.
Yeah.
Who just else? Messi. What else? Nobody gives a shit about Europa League.
Yeah, my club is not there
yet.
Anymore, so.
Have faith. Soon come.
I
hear that. Baka is playing as well. Baka is playing Wolfsburg something.
Yeah, those ones.
Dynamo Kiev, rather. They're playing Dynamo Kiev.
Anybody.
Let's just pray they don't lose that one too. Because
lose,
this is getting out of hand.
They're not that bad now.
Nobody they fear them.
For
again.
Example, they have more points than Man United. I'm just saying.
Mm.
they actually do. One more point, but they do.
Hmm.
And we and everybody agrees that like
Man is people,
have
okay.
saying, people have been saying like Barca have been terrible and stuff.
But they're just there. Well, so just what does that say about you know?
We'll see you guys next
week. See you guys next week. Please like, share and
text me.
So not text and like, share and subscribe. Do we subscribe? Yeah, subscribe. We miss fleets. Sharing pods used to be easy with fleets.
Jack, fix up.
Jack, I'm gonna bring back fleets this for other reasons as well.
Close your eyes
and we'll see you guys next week. Bye guys.